My name is Mark Krieger. I work for Dowager Sciences, and I work in the Global Biotechnology Regulatory Affairs area.
Well, here at the committee meeting for the Innovation and Policy Committee, we had a panel discussion where you had representatives from the private sector, from the public sector, the research sector, as well as from the government sector. So what really were these representatives discussing during this panel?
The goal was really to share some perspectives from those three different sectors on what are the issues today facing plant developers as they're looking to use new innovative plant breeding techniques to bring new plants into the marketplace. So what are the policy issues? What are the uncertainties that cause difficulties in developers making investment decisions? And what are the areas where governments are looking for input from the industry to help clarify what are the priority issues that need to be resolved?
What were some of the most important things that you heard them bring up?
I think some of the most important things are that there are a lot of countries today that are addressing these techniques and trying to really understand what to do with them. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity for the seed industry to be engaged and to provide some input and to make a difference on policy decisions. There exists the possibility that different countries could reach different outcomes and different decisions. And if that was to happen, that could create a lot of complications for trade, for exports from the United States, whether that's of seed products or of grain or commodity fruits and vegetables. So there is a kind of an urgency to trying to get the industry to coalesce around what we think the right outcomes would be.
Now, you are the incoming chairman for this particular committee, as it's changed focus from being biotechnology to more innovation and policy. What do you see as the goals of the committee going forward?
I think the goals really are to try and broaden out the conversation, to make sure that we're looking at biotechnology just as one slice of innovation in plant breeding, but we're really looking at that whole set of tools that we use in the industry and academia to develop better plants, and that we're advocating for policy solutions that impact all of those tools, techniques, and different sectors of the industry, whether it's people that are corn breeders or people that are in vegetables or any other crops. So really broaden out the discussion and the advocacy.
Overall, do you see the challenges as being, you know, greater at this point in time as far as plant breeding is concerned, or are the opportunities bigger, or are they even not?
I think the opportunities are huge. We have a long history in the United States and around the world of a lot of success with kind of the first generation of biotechnology products. And we have that in India and the United States and Argentina and Burkina Faso. So we've got, you know, kind of the proof is in the ground that this technology works. And I think there's a lot of understanding, or a better understanding, that maybe we've overregulated some of these techniques and that we're actually limiting availability of better plant products into the marketplace. So there's, I think, an opportunity for change because we've got a couple of decades of history of safe use of a wide range of products all over the world.
Mm-hmm. But still challenges out there. Speak to your company in particular, Dowager Sciences. You must have a lot going on as far as the future is concerned for the industry.
Yeah, we see a lot of opportunity in a lot of crops all around the world. So we think it's a great time to be in the seed industry. And we look forward to hopefully more opportunities and better conversations with governments and the public about the benefits that we can bring through, you know, quality science into plant breeding.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Here at the ASTA 131st Annual Meeting in Indianapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.